The Gemara Maseches Baba Basra, Daf Kuf, Amud Aleph, tells us, Rabbi Yehuda, Meitzar she'echziku bo'i rabim osu l'kalkuloi. If a person has a pathway going through his private property, and the tzibur starts using his personal pathway, the tzibur starts using it, the Gemara says, they get a chazoko. Meitzar she'echziku bo'i rabim osu l'kalkuloi. The owner of the path has no right to close it off. He has no right to close it off and prevent people from walking through the path because they acquired the rights to walk through his path midin chazoko, meitzar she'echziku bo'i rabim osu l'kalkuloi. Now this Gemara is actually the subject of a tremendous machlokes rishonim. There are two main nekudas that are totally in a tremendous machlokes rishonim. Number one, the Rashbam says that this chazaka only applies if the rabbim had some physical tikkun that took place in his karka that gave them a kinyan chazaka. Only if they actually did something to the pathway to aid in their travels, only if they actually fixed something in the karka which gave them a valid kinyan chazaka in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, only then do we apply this halacha that it's osur l'kalkuloi, and the Bailam has no right to close off the pathway. However, if all they had was hiluch ba'almo, all they had was the traveling through that took place over a certain period of time, but they didn't actually alter this person's property in any way to aid and assist them in their traveling through the pathway, that's not considered a chazoko. You have to have actual tikkun hakarka for the chazaka to take place. Hiluch ba'alma is not considered a chazaka. That's the shita of the Rashbam. Again, this is totally in a machlokes rishonim. Number two, says the Rashbam, when we say that the chazaka enables the tzibur to continue using this person's pathway and he has no right to close it off in the future, that applies even if we don't know of any explicit permission that this person gave the tzibur to use his property. Even if he didn't explicitly give them rishos to use his property, nevertheless, says the Rashbam, merely by having him being shoysik, if he's quiet, that implies that he acquiesces, that he's maskim to their chazaka, and therefore they get a chazaka, even if he's merely shoysik, he doesn't have a mechah, if he doesn't protest, that demonstrates that he's moichel, and since he's moichel, they get the rights, they get the schos to use this as their pathway. Other Rishonim will disagree, and other Rishonim will say, Ve'iri's mashma, that you need explicit Rishus on his part for you to assume that a Mechila took place. But by merely him being Shaisik is not enough, you need to have a clear Rishus on his part for the Tzibur to get the Schus to travel through his Karak. Now, it turns out that we have two Nikudis that are the subject of Machlokes Rishonim, and the Rashbam takes a stand on both of them. Number one, says the Rashbam, the only time this chazaka works is if there's tikkun akarka. If it's merely hiluch ba'alma, if all they do is walk through, that's not sufficient, that's not adequate, and no kinyan chazaka is attained. Now the truth is that this should be the pashtus. In Hilchos Kinyan Chazaka, we have a machlekes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, and the machlekes is whether hiluch ba'alma is kaina midin chazaka. If you want to be kaina a certain property midin chazaka, is it sufficient if you merely walk through the property? It's a machlekes tanoim, a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, and we pass on like the Chachamim, that the kinyan chazaka only happens if you do more than merely walk through. You have to do some type of tikkun to the karka. Merely walking through is not sufficient. It doesn't show ownership. And therefore, it would make sense why you would need actual tikkun akarka for chazaka to take place. Because we're talking about Pashtos, the kinyan of chazok over here, and we pass on like the chachamim that hiluch ba'alma in general is not sufficient to be kainem within chazok. However, many other rishonim clearly disagree with the Rashbam, and they hold that hiluch ba'alma over here works. Hiluch ba'alma works even if they merely walk through your property, they're kainem within chazok. And the question is, how could that be? How do they justify the kinyan chazaka of hiluch ba'alma when normally we paskin that chazaka is not achieved by merely having hiluch ba'alma? So the Rashba's mashma, that the difference is between a yochid and a tzibur. Normally, when a yochid wants to acquire a property, he needs a strong kenyan chazaka. He needs the kenyan chazaka that entails some type of physical change that he does in your karka. Nevertheless, when it comes to the tzibur, by having an entire tzibur walk through your karka, the hiluch of a tzibur has a certain degree of significance to it, and therefore it could be kaina even though there's no physical change that occurred in the karka. That's the mashmois of the Rashba, that when a tzibur walks through, it gives it significance, and you're kaina by merely having hiluch. However, other rishonim have different mahalchim. Rabbeinu Yoina in Baba Basra over there is mavur, that he has a whole different understanding of this halach. According to the Rabbeinu Yoina, this kinyan chazaka that we are talking about over here, by meitzar shechazik b'yirabim, is not medine choshim mishpon. Medine kinyan and medine zechia, they do not acquire the rights to use the pathway because all they had was hiluch ba'alma. Hiluch ba'alma is not adequate for kinyan chazaka, and therefore in choshim mishpon they don't have rights to use this pathway. Norvos. This is medin is veheter. This is midin derech eretz. It's midin derech eretz that it's improper and it's inappropriate to cause tsar to the rabbin. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Yonah, even though me'ikir adin and din cheshem mishpat, they shouldn't have rights to acquire the hiluch in this person's karka, nevertheless, it's not right for you to be goyim tsar to the rabbin, and this is midin derech eretz, it's not midin cheshem mishpat. Other Rishonim have a different mahalach. The Yad Ramaz Mashma, that in certain cases we find that Hiluch could, in fact, work for a Kenyan Chazaka. And that is, if let's say there's a certain property that's miyuchid for Hiluch, its primary usage is having Hiluch through it and not actually using it for other Tashmishin, then Hiluch does work. So you see the concept of Hiluch working if something's miyuchid for Hiluch. And therefore, he explains, when you have the rabbin walking through your personal property and making it a pathway, that is designating this pathway as something that's miyuchid for Hiluch, and it's not miyuchid for any other tashmish, and therefore, even though physically it's suitable for other tashmish, nevertheless, by virtue of the fact that the rabbin are using it for their Hiluch, that designates this as something that's miyuchid for Hiluch, and therefore even Hiluch is sufficient to acquire midin chazok. That is the Shita of the Yad Ramah. At any rate, we have a Machlekes Rishonim, whether you need actual physical Tikkun HaKarka for the Chazaka to work, or you need the Hiluch Ba'alma, and you don't need actual physical Tikkun for the Chazaka to take place. Machlekes Rishonim. We as well have a Machlekes Rishonim, as we mentioned, whether when you have a Kenyan Chazaka, whatever is sufficient for kinyan chazaka, either hiluch or tikkun karka, what is needed on the baal's part, on the baalim's part, for the chazaka to take effect? Do you need him to actually give you rishus to walk into the karka, or is it sufficient if he's shoysik, and that will imply a mechila on his part, and that will be sufficient for them to be kaina the rights for passage? It's mavur, though, in the Rishonim clearly, that if number one, he clearly is moicha, and he clearly says he doesn't give rishus for the rabbin to go in his passageway, then certainly they don't get a chazaka, even though they have been going there for a while. If he clearly demonstrates his mecha, and he clearly tells them that he is not interested in them having the rights to walk through, then they won't get a chazaka. And the place can explain that even if he doesn't clearly be moicha, but there's a umdana that Bezdin has that he certainly was not mask him to their chazaka, and Bezdin clearly knows in this particular case that this person is not interested in having the rabbin be zoicha in the rights to have a passageway through his karka, then again, they will not get a chazaka. So, if either he's moicha or there's an umdana that he's not mask him to their chazaka, the chazaka doesn't, in fact, work. However, there's a very important sma, Eifenord, and this is in Chayshim Mishpat, Simin Shin Ayin Zayin Sefalef, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins this halacha that meitzar shechzik by rabbin birshus also lekalkuloi. The Sma says that avade, if the rabbin were machzik in this person's pathway shaloi birshus, then they don't get a chazaka, and the person could in fact close it off. However, says the Sma, a very important halacha, if the rabbin have been going in the karka, and there's no clear umdana, we don't know for sure that he was moicha, The halach is tainina lo. Even though he's pashtus the muchzik, he's the marakamo, you should say that he certainly was the bailim before this whole question came into play. Nevertheless, tainina lohu v'amrinon de mistama nos no bailim rishus. If we don't know anything, the burden of proof is on him to demonstrate that he was not maskim, that he was moiche, or even if he wasn't moiche, that he told someone that he didn't want them getting a chazaka. But the burden of proof is on him. We assume that the rabbim got rishus, and the bailim was maskim to their chazaka, and therefore we work with the assumption that the chazaka is in effect. That's the shita of the sma, and that's taka how many poiskim assume lemais. What about the first nekuda of the Rashbam? When you have a question of chazaka, of meitza shechzik b'rabim, do you need actual tikkun hakarka like the Rashbam assumes, or is merely having hiluch ba'alma sufficient to acquire the rights to have the rabbim walk through? This is a machlekes apoiskim. Many poiskim say that we have to be machmir and assume like the Rashbam that you need tikkun hakarka for the kinyan chazaka to take effect, and that's the shita of the Beir HaGoilo. That's the shita of the Marashdam. They passing like the Rashbam, the Marashdam, the Beir HaGoilo. The Sefer Yeshua also passings like the Rashbam. And other places can disagree. The Pnei Yeshua in the Tshuva and the Beis Shloima and Chesh Mishpat, Simen Kuf Lamed disagree. And they passing like the other Rishon, like the Rashba, that Hiluch Ba'alma suffice. So there's a Machlekes HaPoiskim. You have the Marashdam on one side together with the Beir HaGoilo and the Sefer Yeshua. And the Maria Levi, saying that we have to be machmer and assume like the Rashbam, that you need tikkun hakarka. And we have others, including the Pnei Yeshua and the Beis Shloima, saying that we pass like the Rashba, that merely having hiluch ba'alma is sufficient. The Marasham also assumes that hiluch ba'alma is sufficient. So it's a machlekes ha-poiskim. Halacha lemaisa, again, we have a machlekes ha-poiskim. Some poiskim say that since it's a sveka dedina, whether we pass like the Rashbam, they need tikkun hakarka, or like the other Rishonim that hiluch ba'alma is sufficient, so we should say hamoitzi mechaver levaraya. The original marakama stands as the muchzik, and the rabbim have to prove that in fact they either did tikkun hakarka or that the halacha follows like the other shittas. But the assumption is because it's a sveka dedina that the person will be able to retain rights to his karka. However, others disagree. Others say that no, since kamat kol harishonim disagree with the Rashbam and they hold that hiluch ba'alma is sufficient. So it's not a sveka dedina, and we assume that hiluch ba'alma is in fact sufficient. So it's a machlekes apoiskim, how to go lemaisa, but this is the machlekes between the Rashbam and the other Rishonim, whether you need tikkun hakarka or hiluch ba'alma. Now we should point out that l'chayra, the shita of the Rashbam is l'shitasai. And these two nekudis that we have mentioned until now are really seemingly tali habaha. They seemingly depend on each other, because the Rashbam l'chayra is l'shitasai. If, in fact, you assume that in order for you to get a chazaka, you need tikkun hakarka, that the rabbim has to physically alter the passageway to assist in their travels. So, if you need this starke chazaka, then it's mstavar to say that if the bailim witnessed this taking place, that he witnessed an actual change in the karka, and he still was shoysik, that in fact clearly proves that he was meichel, and he gave them their rights, and therefore they get a chazaka. So the Rashbam l'shitasai, the Rashbam who holds that tikkun hakarka is needed for a chazaka to take place, he himself is going to hold that you don't need explicit rishos, even merely having shtika is sufficient. However, the other Rishonim who hold that you need that all you need is hiluch ba'alma, you don't need tikkun hakarka. So lav dafka, you see an implied rishos and a mechila if the person was shaisik. Since all they did was walk through, they didn't change anything as karka, so perhaps in order to demonstrate that he was meichel, you need an actual rishos, you need a clear acquiescence on his part. So this l'chayra is the hezber ha-machlekes, that is l'shitasa, but at any rate, this is the very fascinating machlekes regarding a mitzvah shechziku b'rabim.